Okay, we're going forward. We're on the two dots. Yeah. If you can get Zoom going, Ellie, I'd appreciate that, and we can swap to yours one. To the. Okay, so like this. Where are we?
Barminay.
Yes, Barminay. Right. So we asked from him, Rebbe Yirmiyah, Rebbe Zeira. So we had right. Rebbe Yirmiyah asked from Rebbe Zeira the following question. Yeah, Gedoyla. What happens if you're a big fat turkey? Yeah, Medachas Esamayim. It's gonna basically push off the water, meaning it's gonna all look like it's blood. It's gonna be a bloodbath.
Recording in progress.
Okay, we're sorry, we just switched over now. Okay, that's good. I'll turn this one off. Okay, here, put it. You can put it there.
I have to get it on. I'm muted.
Can you hear me, people?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. So what happens if it was a big turkey? Yeah, and it's going to be it's going to override the water. Or alternatively, katana. What happens if it's a small one? Yeah, a little teeny bird. Yeah, the nidches mipnei amayim, and it's going to be pushed off because of the water. I.e., it's not going to be visible.
So
I mean the bird.
So
you mean Rabbi? You mean that it's a revis?
Yeah, because Rabban is the question.
Right, correct. They don't really care. Right, very good. Okay, seemingly maho. Okay, so this is asking you. Right, you said you have right. Like Gil said, you've got to have the blood visible. So what happens if the bird's got a lot of blood? Yeah, or the bird's hardly got any blood, and it's not going to be visible. What are you going to do? It's a practical question. It's a problem. Yeah. So Amalei. So he says to him, Lav. Rabbi Zeira says to Rabbi Yemi, Lav Amino Loch. Didn't I say to you, Lo Tapik? You shouldn't take out nafshach, your nefesh, yourself. Levar, lam is a prefix. Bar means to outside. Mehilchasa, from the halachas, meaning, I suppose, the halachas, the Moshe Mesinai. Meaning, don't ask questions on the givens of the chazal. Right, and I'll explain to you why. No, it means shirim specifically. If they give you a measurement, that measurement is exact. If it's something, you know, you got some questions, fine. But when it's a measurement, it's a measurement. So that's not just, it's not debatable. You can argue how do you measure. That's how we get around it. You know, we can always argue about it. But if the measurement it's the measurement, right? So he answers why. But tzipor dror, shear is right. So we got a reverse of water over here. So what kind of bird are we using? But tzipor dror, shear rabbanon. The rabbanon, right? Worked out the amount of water you need with regards to this bird, yeah, of a tzipor dror, which is a little bird, right, which was hard to trap, which we saw in Beitza. It's a little bird, right? Ein lecha gedoyla. So in the species of a tzipor dror, there isn't such a big one, shemadachas esamayim, that would push off, I mean, which would override the water, that just like looks like a bloodbath, right? But ein lecha katana, and there isn't a small one, that would be basically totally overridden by the water, that it wouldn't be visible. So basically, the blood is always going to be visible if you use a revius of mayim and a tzipor draw.
I only have one problem.
What? Yeah, exactly. That's what we're talking about. No, it means Rabbanan in general. No, it means the Rabbanon. No. Yeah. Okay.
The question was, what happens if you have a different bird? The answer is, we weren't talking about
a
different bird. You can answer
the question. No. He didn't realize that we had the same bird. Or maybe he did. We didn't know what the bird was. He was open that there could be more. But there's questions on this, but. Well, let's leave it. But as you should realize, we have this in Rosh Hashanah as well. The same conversation between the, I think it was the same people as well. Yeah, when he was asking about, do the Rabbanan know the difference between a shlish and a quarter of like grain growth? Okay, anyway, but let's carry on. Now, well, I want to get to the Mishnah anyway, over here. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, now back to Sota. And then we're going to go, Hikdim off Alamayim. What happens if he put the dirt in the vessel first, and then he put the water? Yeah, what would be the case? So, possible. It's no good. Now, Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon says it's permissible. Okay, so that's the end of the brisa. So we ask, my timer, the Rabbi Shimon. What is the reason of Rabbi Shimon? So he's going to answer you. Dichsiv. Now, this is very important. We've got to remember if you're in Para Aduma or Sota. So now we're going to Para Aduma now. The question is in Sota. If you mix the order around in Sota, if you put the dirt first and then you put the water. Now we're going to Para Aduma. It says, Dichsiv, Balokhu, and you should take Latome for the Tome person, right? Me Ofar, which is, remember this is Afer, Srefus Achatas, right? From the ashes of the, or the Ofar of the burnt sin off, sin, that means the Para Aduma. So that, we saw this passage before. Yeah, Vatanya. Yeah, and we have a brice that's discussing this posuk. I'm a Rabbi Shimon. Says Rabbi Shimon, "Bchi offerhu? What is dirt? Yeah, v'haloi eifahu? It's ashes, right? It's burnt ashes. So what's going on? Why did the Torah call the ashes dirt? So shina hakasav, the Torah changed its shina's changed its." B'mashma'oi, in the way it expressed itself, in order, ladun, to judge, or to, right, heimenu, from it, a gzei reshava, right, so, right, basically, we changed the terminology to call ashes dirt, because we want to connect, yeah, the paraduma to another part of the Torah, which mentions dirt, right, so, which is going to be Sota. Nemo kan offer. It says over here, yeah, Bimparaduma, it says offer, Venem on Laholan, offer, and it says over there in Sota, it says offer. So Ma Laholan, just as over there in Sota, Al Gav Gabia Mayim, it's up on top, up. The dirt is upon the water, which we learned for yesterday, where Fram told us it was Ella Mayim, it was Nicker, but it's also the, obviously on top of the Mayim, yeah? So Afkan, so too in Paraduma. Offer al gabe a mayim, so the dirt would be, has to be on the mayim, so it's a gzeira shava. Now we're going to work back now from Paraduma to Sota now, because we just learned from Sota to Paraduma. Now we're going to learn from Paraduma to Sota. Amar kan, and just as over here, meaning Paraduma, hikdim offer the mayim. If you would, yeah, do the dirt first, yeah, the mayim is kosh, it's going to be kosher b'di'eved, right? Afla Halon, just over there, so too in Sota, if you hikdim afalamayim, if you're gonna put the dirt first, it's gonna be kosher. End of Brisa. Okay, now Bahosam Minalon. So over there in Paraduma, right? How do we know that basically it's okay if you put the dirt first?
It doesn't.
Yeah, great, well, good. Very good. But carry on reading to the end of the possum.
But this is only
good. Okay, very good. Yes. Okay, Trey, Hossam Minal, this is Paraduma, very good. Right. Trey Kra Kasivi. Right, there's two possums written, right? Kasivi. So now let's look in the possum, because very well, Gil, if you look at possum Dalad over here, you see the possum Dalad? Yeah. It says, Velokho. Latome me offer Srefus Achatas, you should take the ashes, right? But Nostan Olov Mayim, and you should place upon it water. So Gil's saying, right, so it's clear, yeah, that you gotta put the water, right, the Afa first. Yeah? But then it says Mayim Chaim El Keli. But it says the water should be into the Kli. That sounds like the water has to be first. So what's going on? Okay, so Ksiv Olav, right, so Alma Efer Bereisha, right? You put the dirt first. I'm sorry for the technical issues, people. Uksiv mayim, and then it says mayim chayim el keli alma mayim bereisha. So we just said for the zoomers, right? If you look at pasuk dalid, yeah. If you read the pasuk, let's do just a quick recap. It says v'lochu latomei me'ofas reifas achatas v'nosam olav. So it sounds you should put the dirt up, the dirt upon it means upon the water, yeah. But then it says mayim chayim el keli, that it sounds like the mayim should be the first thing in the kli. So we've got this contradiction over here. So how are we going to do with this deal with this contradiction, like we did before? Yeah, haketzad, do whatever you want. Yeah, rotzazeh, no sein. Rotzazeh, no sein. We've seen this kind of approach before. If the Torah says something that directly contradicts itself, yeah, it seems to give two options. Yeah, so we'll say that the Torah says basically means, you know, they both choose. We allow you to choose. So that's the reason, Rabbi Shimon. So according to Rabbi Shimon, we see in Parah Aduma, yeah, that you can do either way. Now, but so we apply that to Sota. So that with Sota, even if you didn't do it how the way it was recommended, because in Sota it says you should put the dirt onto the water, right? So it's going to be kosher. But still, also even. This is very strange, Gil. You should have a problem with this. Yeah, if it says in Para, yeah, you can do whatever you want. But we learn from Sota tell you that no, but ideally you should do the ashes on top. Okay. Now, so the Rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan going to say to you? Yeah, El Kli Dafka. They take the right. They say it's true. It's a contradiction. We say we're going to take one part. We're going to take the El Kli Dafka means you put the water into the Kli. So you put the water first, that's in Parah Aduma. Yeah? And then it says the word alav is coming to tell you is the arvon. You've got to mix them up. So because basically there you're trying to accomplish both, right? Because if you mix it up, then also you're gonna get the water on top of the dirt as well. Yeah. Now the Gemara asks on the Rabban, it says, but Ema alav dafka. Maybe alav is that, we'll do it the other way. Means like my houses kind of guy. You got two psukim, one says this way, one says that way. So why do you choose, you know, A instead of B? So why did you, right, so aim at a lov dafka. Maybe a lov is dafka, meaning you're going to put the dirt, which way is, I've forgotten which one that is, right? But not a lov.
Yeah, put water on the.
Put the water, yeah, that's what, right, very good. Put the water, thank you, Israel. Put the water upon the dirt. Maybe we're going to say that's dafka. So, right. And what's the other one? El Kli means, right, not that you should put the water first. Shetehei chayusan b'kli. It means you should draw the water with that vessel itself. I mean, true, there's dirt in the vessel, but don't get one cup and pour into another cup with the water. You have to, the source of water that you use, you have to use this receptacle to scoop out the water. You may think that. Okay, so that's what's suggesting. So the answer of the Gemara is Mamatzinu, just as we find B'chol Mokom, right, it's a general rule, Machshir Lamala. There's something that basically Machshir makes the thing kosher. This is the active ingredient, right? So over here you've got the what's the most important thing of the Parah Aduma water, right? You think the ashes, right? Right, right, okay. So therefore that's the Machshir. So in Sota, we think it's the offer. Okay, the offer on the water, the dirt at the base of the Mikdash. Okay, and also with the Matsura, what did we have? We had the bird, you shechted the bird on top of the water. So always the Machsh, the main thing goes on the top. So Afkan Machsh Lamala. So over here it's going to be the Machshir Lamala, meaning that you would put the ashes Lamala. Okay.
Just a question, this whole thing.